Hey, adventurous educator, welcome back to Marketing Adventure with Jackie. Today, we are talking about part 9 in my series on mastering the production of a fashion show. Part 9 reflects on promotion and all the activity that surrounds that particular task. I'm going to define promotion. We're going to go over the events, the marketing collateral, the different channels used for promotion, and the promotional calendar. Let's go. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. Now, as a part of any production or any company, really, promotion is always key. Promotion is one of the 7 functions of marketing. So everything needs to have a promotional team, whatever it is that company is using to advertise that particular event or that item, that brand, what have you. So what is promotion? Promotion, as I said before, is one of the 7 marketing functions. Now, it has about 8 elements to it. Sometimes you'll see more elements listed depending on the organization that is putting out a publication about promotion. So those 8 that I'm going to talk about are advertising, publicity, public relations, special events, visual merchandising, sales promotion, personal selling, and direct marketing. I'm going to start off the conversation for promotion focused on the events. Now, these would be the special event element within the promotional mix. There are generally 2 events that the promotions team would be focused on for the fashion show production. The very first one is going to be the model call. Now, the model call is the very first thing after all of the planning has been done for the fashion show. That is what initiates the implementation of all the planning that's been going on by the production team. So the model call is the event that's going to be where the models try, or the potential models try out for the fashion show. At a minimum, you want to start marketing or promoting that model call 30 days in advance, because we're talking about giving the people who are trying out an opportunity to make plans, to take time off from work if they're a working student, or to let their parents know, or just to give them enough times to hear that announcement to say, oh, I think I want to try out for the fashion show. So at a minimum, 30 days. And then what you want to do, all the activities that are going to go on as far as the promotion of the model call will be your daily announcements that you have every morning in schools across America. At the school that I taught, we had, instead of doing the announcements on the speaker, we had gone into a digital format. So our radio, television, and film magnet program actually recorded all of the announcements, and we basically had a news station where we were watching the students do the announcements through YouTube. And So we would submit our announcements to them, and then they would read them off just like on a news station. So it's like we submitted a press release, which we're going to talk about later. And they were making our announcements for us. So at announcements, this is going to probably be your number one way in which you're going to promote the model call. Also, most organizations have social media. So you could use your social media to promote the model call, as well as flyers, posters, across the school campus, so that when students are walking around and they see the poster or the flyer on the wall, they were like, okay, well, let me check that out. Now, the thing that you want to have on any type of material that you're using to promote the model call, you want to have what it is, the model call. You want to let them know when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and the how. The how is, how do I register? Also inclusive of, what do I need to wear? So those are the things that you want to include in your promotion for the model call. So that's the first event. The second event is the actual fashion show. Of course, we know a lot of activity is going to go into the promotion of this event, because this is your fundraiser. It is your project. It is the senior showcase for my students. And it is the big thing that everyone has been working toward. So at a minimum, you want to start promoting the fashion show at a minimum 45 days in advance. But of course, you can have a longer runway of promotion so that you continuously get that word out there, so you can get your audience, your market, to start purchasing the tickets for the fashion show. Now, you're going to go the same route as far as your promotion activities. You'll do your announcements, you'll do your social media posts, your posters, flyers, and word of mouth, of course, is like the number one promotion, right? You're going to have the same information as far as the location. Well, it's not the same as information for the model call. Let me take that back. So you're going to have information that's similar, but it will have the name of the fashion show, the location of the fashion show, the time, the date, the cost of the tickets, and how you can purchase the tickets. So that is the information that you want to include on everything that you use to promote the actual fashion show. The third thing I'm going to cover is marketing collateral. You may be like, what is collateral? Collateral is anything that you're using to promote the fashion show or your event or your brand. So the collateral are the items that you're going to use. So for the mastering the production, I'm going to present to you five collateral marketing items that you could use. The first collateral item is the media kit. Now, your media kit contains a lot of information about your program, and media kits can vary. Now, your media kit can be simply a press release and a short bio about you, the company, or whatever it is that's being promoted. Or your media kit can be very elaborate, and it could have promotional items in there, such as t-shirts, mugs, pens, as well as a bio, a press release, a lot of pictures, a gallery of photos, anything. So your media kit can contain anything. The media kit, as it states in the name, first of all, media, meaning pictures, information, anything that tells you about the event, the person, the brand, the company. And then kit means that you have multiple items that you're putting together for use for something. So your media kit then would be defined as all of the information and promotional tools that you're putting together in a packet to distribute to your target audience. All right. And so for us, that media kit was sent out to middle schools because we were always in promotion mode when it came to our program. So we would send it to the middle school counselors, the best person to get their students interested in our program, right? We would also send it out to sponsors, potential sponsors for our show, or people who had already sponsored us or shown interest, or that we just wanted to let them know. Since our program was a dual credit program, I would send the media kit out to the college campus that our program was connected to so that the professors there and the staff would know about our fashion show. So you can send your media kit out to the important and key people that you are connected to or that you want to capture the interest of. Now, what goes into the media kits that we produced? So we weren't elaborate with all the different promotional tools because we're a high school and our fashion show is a fundraiser, which means that we are trying to spend as little money as possible. But we did and create cute media kits. So the things that we had in our media kit would be information about our school history, information about our fashion program, so that we're introducing the program to them. Most of the counselors already knew about our programs, but it's just a good time to give more detailed information about your program. Then we will also have a bio. There was two teachers. So there was the marketing teacher, which was me, and then the fashion design teacher. So we would put in our bio information, which gives, you know, our education, the number of years that we've been teaching, our accomplishments, and all of those things. So they can promote those things, turn around and put it together in a packet that they can send to the students and the parents. So they would have confidence in who we are as teachers and in our program. We would also include pictures of all the different activities that we do, and especially from previous fashion shows. And then we would give a little bit of history about the various fashion shows we've had in the past. And then we would list out our highlights of our program, the different things that we were known for. I think I even put in there where some of the students, after they graduated from high school, what they went on to do, especially if they went on into a fashion, the fashion industry, to a fashion school. I will put those things in there so that they can see our successes with our program. That media kit also contained the press release, which I'm going to talk about next. It also contained our two passes to the fashion show. So that was for the counselor and a date, or they could give those passes to students who were interested in our program. But we also had our program booklet that gave information about the fashion show. This is something that we will hand out at the fashion show, and I will talk about that one in a little bit as well. And we would also list our sponsors if we had sponsors for our fashion show, just a complete package of information so that the counselor could be very aware of what we were doing and just to see, you know, because promotion is a part of marketing. So they can get a glimpse of, oh, this is what the students do. This media kit is one of the elements or one of the things, the projects that the students actually work on as a part of their program. So that is all that the media kit includes. Media kits can be as simple as you like them to be or as elaborate as you'd like them to be. A press release would be one of the items in our media kit. And you may be asking, what is a press release? And then again, you may already know, but let me go over. A press release is a document, a statement that you send to all of the media outlets that you want to mention or promote whatever it is that you are doing. It could be for a fashion show. It could be for release of a collection. It could be whatever newsworthy thing that you want those media outlets to let the public know about. So Of course, ours was a press release about our fashion show. And what it contains is the school name or organization name, the name of the show, the purpose of the show, the date, the time, the cost of the show, how people can go out and purchase tickets for the show, or even find out more information like a website, or a QR code, or social media platform listing, just whatever way that you want them to find you and get more information. A press release is not a long, drawn out document. It's very concise and to the point. It really should be written in the way that you want that media outlet to say it. So they can just take that press release and just basically read directly from it. And that is your announcement, your message, your advertisement out to the world. The people that we would provide a press release to would be our school newspaper, our school media team that does the announcements, send it out to the radio station, the TV station. So those are the places that we normally would send our press release to. And of course, we would include it in our media kit so that those parties that we wanted to receive that extended information and personal invitation, we would include it in that kit as well. Your press release, it's a very key element in your promotional mix. And I think that it's something that's often overlooked by high schools and programs, you know, because people really tend to think that a press release is something that only a big organization would do. But no, it's a very professional, formal document, statement of your activity that helps the media promote your activity for you. You know, sometimes you might want to just call up and say, hey, can you tell them about my fashion show or whatever? No. Send them something professional. Send them something formal. Send them something that's a statement that makes the work less for them. Because most of the time, they get a lot of these things. So they're not going to want to take a phone call. They're not going to want to take an email. They're going to want, if you deliver it in a format that all they have to do is read it and it states the key things that make them say, oh, I want to help this high school fashion program out by mentioning their fashion show. You've given them the statement and you've made their work easy for them. So that's what a press release does for you. Marketing collateral for your fashion show production is going to be your program, your booklet, however you want to name it. But it is the actual item that you hand out to the audience when they come to the fashion show. Now, this is usually a great souvenir item for your audience because it's going to consist of all the information about everyone who's participating in the fashion show and what the theme is, what the whole, all of the key information. It has the school name or the organization, the name of the fashion show, a description of the theme of the fashion show, an outline of the order of the fashion show, like the list, the names of the segments. It can list the entertainment that's going to be performed at the fashion show. It'll have all the pertinent information like the date, the time, the location, and then it'll have listings. It should have a listing of all the production team members, all of the fashion show designers, or either the retailers that you've sourced your clothing from, the various places in which the clothing were sourced from for the fashion show. And then it should have all of the teams who have contributed to the development of the fashion show. Like for our school, we use our graphic designs, our TV, radio, and film department, photography, floor culture, construction. So we would list all of those magnet programs to give everyone recognition for the work that they contributed to the fashion show. We would also list sponsors if we received anything. At least not, let me not leave cosmetology out, because cosmetology was very key to our program. They did our makeup and our hair for the program. So cosmetology as well. And then another thing that you can do, just depending on how much time you want and effort you want to put into that, and it can be a part of your fundraising, is to sell ads for your program. Now that's a big undertaking, because then you have to organize those ads into the booklet, and then of course the printing of those. So just got to be mindful of those kind of things, and that just would be an extra task that the promotions team would take on. And then of course you want to just give your thanks at the end of your program. So this can be a simple foldable, depending on how much information you have in it, or it can turn out to be a program booklet that is bound and stapled together with multiple pages. It just really depends on what it is that your organization wants to do with regard to that promotional piece of material. And again, even though it's not promoting the show, because you don't pass this out until the day of, it is still a piece of collateral which can be used as a promotional tool for your program. So you put that in the hand of a counselor, you put that in the hands of potential students who come to visit your schools on tour, or even the younger students who weren't in your program that you're trying to recruit to your program, maybe like the ninth graders. You show them that piece of material, and it is a really great promotional tool for your program for the future. Hey, adventurous educator, I have a program that will be available in the fall of 2024. It will provide a scope of resources to help you create and implement a successful fashion show. It's something I've wanted to do for years, because a fashion show has so many moving parts. And of course, when you're managing students who are responsible for implementing the show, it really is a project management responsibility. Now, this program will contain video and audio modules, as well as a project management framework, proprietary documents for management in all areas of the responsibilities, signature model call framework, an outline for creating your fashion show Bible, a media kit framework, real examples of my productions, and highlights of my student-led fashion shows, and so much more. Now stay tuned for the early bird invitation to access the program. I look forward to having you access that. And I also look forward to hearing about your fashion show productions and seeing them on Instagram. So be sure to connect with me at Marketing Adventure so I can see all of the wonderful work that you're doing with your program. The fourth marketing collateral is signage. And signage is key, because signage is what gets the attention of your target market, the people that you want to come to your fashion show. Now, there are just two basic times when you're going to have signage that you need to be concerned about, and it's before the fashion show and the day of the fashion show. Prior to the fashion show, you're going to have signage that's placed all around your campus and sometimes maybe in the community, in stores that are nearby your school, so that you can promote your fashion show to an external audience. But most of the time when you're doing a fashion show for a high school, you're promoting it to the schools, the faculty at the school. And then you're telling your parents and your friends and family and all of that about the fashion show. Those are the main people who are going to attend your fashion show. But again, like I said, we promote it to middle schoolers. So you may want to put signage at their campus, at the middle school campuses, but most of your signage is going to be on your campus. And that consists of flyers and posters and banners that have the information that we've been talking about all along. You could just have a QR code that says fashion show, and they scan it and it pulls up information about the fashion show. But what it's going to have on it is your school name or organization name, and it's going to have the name of the fashion show. It could have a little bit of hint of what the theme is for the fashion show, the location, the time, the date, the cost, how they can attain a ticket, or find out more information about the fashion show. So that's going to go on all of the signage, posters, media that you have posted around the campus and the community. Now, that's before the fashion show, and you want to get that out fairly early. You want to give your a runway time of about 45 days at least to promote your fashion show. The other time that you're going to be concerned about signage is the date of the fashion show. So you're going to want to have outdoor signage that direct people to where the location of the fashion show is. You want to have a sign that states the name of your fashion show. And that can look like a variety of things when we talk about outdoor signs. If you have one of those little A stands that you can stand in front of the door or out on the curb that has the information about your fashion show, that would be great. It could be that you put a banner outside that has the information or just the fashion show's name. But there are a variety of things, like I said, that you can use for outdoor signage. The other type of signage that you'll have on the day of the fashion show will be inside. The ticket table will have information or a sign there that is representative of your fashion show. It could just be a graphic that you all created for the fashion show that has the fashion show's name on it. There could be a variety of things that you have in the foyer area for promoting the show and just bringing the show to life. It may not have all of the information like the date, time, and where and all that kind of stuff because it's the day of the fashion show and the person is already there. So it is more of things that represent what the theme is, the name of the show, and things of that nature. Now, inside the auditorium or the facility, you'll want to continue with signage, which really probably will move more into the decorations area. But you want to have more signage that still promotes the fashion show name or the theme or various things that help with the promotional aspect of the fashion show. So again, your signage will be outside, in the foyer area where the ticket sales are, and inside the facility. Now, you may want to collaborate with, if you have a graphic design course or a graphic design teacher or organization on your campus, they will be great to collaborate with. They were our key magnet program that we collaborated with for promotions. If you don't have graphic design on your campus, maybe your district has a graphic design department that you could use. Definitely look into that because I know that our district has a graphic design program or graphic design department that we could use for graphics, but because we had one on our campus already, we never had to use that external resource, but those are available in a lot of districts. Now, if you don't have access to graphic design, then you can check with the art teacher, especially like the advanced art teacher. Maybe they have a program that they work with where they could actually create your design, whether it's your logo or, you know, help you with the design for your banner or your posters or things of that nature. You could check with our teacher, or you may have a computer class that's an advanced computer class where they work on those type of graphic things in computer. Now, you may be saying, like, what are they helping you with? Because I thought this was the promotions team thing to do, was to make this. So what my students did as the promotion team, they would create examples of what they wanted. Now, my girls weren't graphic designers, so they didn't have the skills that aren't necessarily the tools, the apps and things that the graphics design magnet program had. So we would just generally create something at that time in PowerPoint. And then eventually it got to a point when Canva came out and we started using Canva. So we either created in PowerPoint, Microsoft Publisher, or eventually in Canva. And then we would show it to the graphic design class. And we was like, this is what we're looking for. And then they would come back with this wonderful, fantastic image and graphics that we were like, whoa, we would have never been able to do that. So it's very good to collaborate with other organizations that actually have the software, the applications, and the skills to be able to bring your idea to life. The fifth and final marketing collateral that I'm going to talk about is our actual fashion show ticket. This item, we generally would create it again, just like what we did with our flyer or any image that we came up with for the fashion show. We would create it in something like PowerPoint or Publisher. Sometimes we used Adobe. And then again, Canva. But you want to outline the image that you want to have for your ticket. A lot of times this started with a sketch. So don't overlook the sketch. And then our students would go into the software tools and create their mock-up of the ticket. And then again, we would take it over to graphic design and have them to make it perfect. But what you want to have on your ticket, and this is the actual ticket to the fashion show, is your image that you're using as a promotion for your fashion show, your theme colors. Think about that as another thing that you want to include in the look of your ticket. And we always did a perforated line so that we can have a place to tear the ticket stub off. And when we used our printing and imaging magnet program, they actually were able to imprint, or whatever you want to call it, the actual perforation so it would be easy to tear, just like a regular ticket. And that was pretty exciting, and it made our tickets look very professional. With the ticket, it was pretty straightforward with the information that we had on it. I know this is going to sound very repetitive because it's the same information that goes on everything that has to do with promoting the fashion show. It's the school name or the school organization, the theme, the name of the show, the location, the date, the time, and the price of the ticket would be on there as well. Now, on the ticket, we would additionally have the admission type. Like we would put VIP or general. And then we would also have ticket numbers, which was key for tracking the ticket. Because what I did is I would give my students who were production and design a couple of tickets for the fashion show to give to their parents or family, friends, or whoever. And the models also got a couple of tickets for the fashion show. And then I gave them a stack of tickets, like, here, you sell these tickets, you know, and so we can get as many people to the fashion show as possible. So, and with any type of ticket sales, you have to have a tracker. So we did stamp the numbers on there as well. And then again, like I said, we had a ticket stub. And on that stub, you really just want to have information, some of the repetitive information that's on the actual ticket. You'll have it on the ticket stub, like the name of the show, the date, the time, and the admission type and the ticket number. Now, we also collaborated with graphic design to get our ticket made and printing and imaging. And when I say our ticket made, to create the graphic for the ticket, and then we would take it over to printing and imaging, and they would actually print out that ticket for us. If you don't have access to those type of programs on your campus, definitely get with the art teacher or the computer teacher for the creation of the image of the ticket. And then if you can take it to your printing office, at your school, or within your classroom. You can print it off and then the students can cut the tickets. And that's another task within itself. I'm thankful that we had a printing and imaging organization on our campus because they printed and cut the tickets for us. And or you can take it somewhere and you have it professionally done. So that concludes all of the marketing collateral that I suggest that you have for your fashion show. These are the things that we used. I didn't do anything where we had paid advertising. Of course, that could be a way that you go. I just didn't have it as a part of ours because I wanted to keep the cost at minimum. And there's so many ways that you can promote the fashion show without spending money on advertising. Next, I'm going to talk about the various channels of distribution for promotion. And when I say distribution, it's the various channels in which you get the word out about the fashion show. These channels are just, I mean, you just think about it as highways. So these are the highways in which the information is going to go out about the fashion show. And for me, I have six different ways that we used media to promote our fashion show. Of course, that's not the max of any type of way because there's a multitude of ways that you can promote. But for us, we used social media accounts, our school campus, of course, mail. So sometimes we did have to mail those packets to the counselors, or either they were hand delivered. Email is another way. I didn't use that too frequently. If I couldn't get to someone or I didn't have the information to mail out the media kit, I just on a few occasions emailed the packet of information. Made sure it was formatted properly and it was in a presentable manner as well. So you can use email. Email campaigns are very big these days. It could be something that you could incorporate into your promotions. Also, the students, word of mouth, are the students with the tickets, walking around the campus, selling the tickets. That is a channel of distribution of information. And then the main way is our school's media through the announcements, because this is every day broadcast to all students in faculty to hear about the fashion show. And those were my six channels of distribution of information promotions for the fashion show. The last thing that I'm going to talk about is the promotional calendar. This was very key for the promotions team to have in place because it helped them track their promotions as well as to know when to promote something. They listed out their key activities, and those activities would be the announcements, the press release, the mailing of the items, the emails, the social media posts, social media engagement, the media kit. So they would put all of those items on the promotional calendar for when the task would start and when the task would end. And if you can just imagine, most times they printed off a calendar and they would just write that information in on the dates needed. And then if there's a frequency, say like social media post, you may want to make a social media post once or twice a week, whatever frequency you determine, and you would put on your calendar the day that you're going to make that post. So if it was on the 5th, you will write social media post. And then if it was a week from that day, on the 12th, you will write social media post. And you would just, they would fill in all of their information on the calendar so they can keep up with the tasks that they need to do and on the date they needed to do it. So again, with your promotional calendar, you want to list all of your key activities, and then you want to list those activities on the dates in which they should happen. And you want to put a start and a stop time to those activities. And that wraps up all the information that I have for you about promotion and the activities and responsibilities that are within that task. come back next week when I wrap up this Mastering the Production series with logistics. I do thank you for listening to Marketing Adventure, and I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day. Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.